I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. We're back.
Hi, D's.
D's nuts.
You know, I didn't know what that meant. I asked my husband. And I think he said it's like these nuts, like D's nuts. But I thought maybe it was deeper than that.
No, definitely not.
What does it come from, though?
I don't know. It was kind of became like a joke, right? Where people would be like, you should get some of these. These what? These nuts. Like,
okay. Look no further.
Yeah, don't go deep. Look no further. It's not deep.
Yeah, like I was like, does it have to do with Dee Schneider? I didn't know if there was something Dee about
it. Way too
it.
Deep. Okay. Way too deep.
I'll come back up. I'll come to shallow ground. Emily, I have to talk to you about what happened to me today.
Please bring it to me.
Okay, I will. So I had a little thing on my forehead, right? And it showed up in August. And I asked a couple people, does this look like anything? And they were like, no, it looks okay. I thought, you know what, let me go to a dermatologist. Let me have it looked at, right? So I went to the dermatologist and she was like, you know, I used to fill out like a million things on the form.
Right.
And it was like, is there skin cancer in your family? And like, I'm Irish. Every, like, human being in
every
my family
human
has skin
has
cancer,
the cancer.
You
yeah,
know?
For sure. You're so very fair. Your skin is beautiful.
God bless. So yeah. Then she was like, if we see anything with squamous or something, we have to give you a full body check.
Oof.
Now,
oof.
I hate to say this in front of Cody. But
and our gorgeous
I know he
guest.
Just showed up and I'm so embarrassed because I thought I was just going to be saying this to you.
He's so gorgeous. Okay, go on.
I wasn't prepared
to
have my entire body, like, inspected.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I said to the nurse, I was like, but can I – why would she have to look at my vag? Like, there's nothing – like, the sun doesn't hit there, you know? Like, there's – can't promise, you know?
Right.
And she was like, she's just going to lift and look. And I was like, ah, it's not.
That's way worse.
Like, it's not ready.
What's a lift and look?
It is not ready.
Right.
So the first bad news was she did look. That's the first bad news. And I was horrified. The second bad news, good news, is that this is not cancer, but it is what she called a wisdom spot. And
oh,
I was like,
what a
what's
slap
a
wi-
you know,
in the
really
tit.
And truly, like, yeah. She was like, it was inherited from your mother or grandmother. And I was like, what are you talking about now? And now I'm like a wisdom spot that's been inherited. Like, now I really don't know what's even happening. And she's like, it's an age spot. And I was like, oh.
You could have just said it.
Copy, bitch.
Oh, I had a similar experience. This is, I'm going to up it a notch, right?
Okay.
Not only did I sign up for a lady dermatologist to do my scan, but a really cute male dermatologist comes in who looks at my chart and goes, huh, we're born on the same day, same year. So, like, already we have this weird
connect
moment.
Yeah.
And I'm there because I do have a mole in between the bee cheeks. And I'm like, you're suddenly digging around in my tush?
No.
This man?
No.
It was horrible.
You.
So I feel you on the lift and look. It was...
Yeah.
Terrible.
Very upsetting. Very unprepared.
They should
happy.
Warn you.
And granted, I never have had a full. I'm happy I did because then, you know.
No, you have to.
P.S. That's not cancerous, but something below it needs to be checked out next month. But anyway, so we have like, we have a great guest sitting right near us.
Brill, gorge, smart as fuck, Jonathan Van Ness of Gay of Thrones.
Yes.
Is with us today.
Thank
yes.
God.
Oh
thank
my God. Hi, guys. Ladies.
Hi.
I just learned that that's why people say folks, because they took like
a gender studies class.
Yeah, like an appropriate class or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's why, because I was like, why is everyone always saying folks? It really makes me uncomfortable. And it, because I'm like, and then it, but that's like rude to say if it's all ladies. But I call everyone she.
Right.
Like, no matter what, even my penis perfect. Is a she, so I'm already rude. Like, so, you know, that's that. Your guys' story was making me think about how, why I can't be attracted to my doctor, because we have to get Q-tips shoved up our ass.
Q-tips?
Yeah, like, for when like you're, you just make sure you don't have chlamydia or gonorrhea up there. You know, we're busy girls in this LA fast and loose gay life. And, you know, I just, when you're just not quite ready in the morning, like, you don't need a...
No.
You know? So I always self-swab. And I know how to do it, and it's fine.
You're like, I'll take that.
I got this.
You.
I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I'll
so
get
funny.
It plenty deep. It'll be fine.
Do they ever, like, bat their lashes at you? Like, what are you doing?
No, but my current doctor sometimes, he's just like, no, queen, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, but it's fine.
It ends
We're
up
good. He
fine.
Feels like it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just great.
Right, right. And they're just getting cells, and then they're going to go test those cells out.
Yeah.
Would you ever prefer a lady doctor to do that?
No.
No.
No, but therapist, yes.
Got it.
Yes, has to be lady therapist, because I can't. Has to be lady therapist. So my therapist is a lady.
It's funny. Is your lady doctor
absolute
a man or a woman?
A woman. There's
yeah.
No.
See, now my
I
business partner always has men because she feels like lady gyno doctors are, not to be sexist, but she does generalize this in a very sexist way. It's not my words. It's hers. So sure. I guess I can repeat it. She just says that she feels like they're a little more jerky, like a little more aggressive, whereas the men in her experience with gynecologists have been more, like, gentle.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of, you know, that's fine. And, you know, I'm just thinking about a doctor I have gone to who is, so it is all fine. I mean, it just is what you're comfortable
as
with.
As long as you're getting her looked at, like, as long as, like, she's looked at and my kitten is looked at, we're all great.
We're all good.
We just need health care. That's
Amen.
All.
2017.
Amen. Although I do just have that moment of, like, if I spent all that time in med school as a lady, if I was to just be, like, I'm going for the dicks. Like, that's what I just want to spend all my day.
Want to hear a really cute doctor story really fast if it's not too long?
Please.
Do you want to? Okay. This person who shall remain nameless, who I love very much, once broke their wrist and then thought that the wrist surgeon was, like, super cute. So, like, when they were done being, like, client patient, they, like, went on a few dates. But he was, like, really big and muscly and, like, very cute, very good, very much could, like, afford a house in LA someday, so, like, good candidate. Was very excited for said person who was about to nap him until they went to start having sex. And he says, oh my goodness, over and over and over, like, that's all,
like,
of his sex words. Yeah, that's his beginning, middle, and end of his sex words is, oh my goodness.
Goodness is so weird.
I almost just busted out the name of the person because they would pepper the name in, too.
Right, when they
But then I just
tell.
Was able, because it wouldn't be that hard to figure out who it was if I accidentally said the name, so that's fierce.
Oh, my goodness, Oksana Baiul.
Yes. Yes, Oksana Baiul. I love her. I actually just spent, like, a good 30 minutes the other day watching 1988 through 1994 ladies long skate final programs.
Shit.
Yep. It was really good. It was really good. I didn't realize that Christy Yamaguchi sat down a triple toe loop on her long skate in 1992 in Albertville, honey. She did. But Midori Ito, she got fancy. She was trying to land that through or the triple axel, but she sat that down because, you know, her and Tonya Harding were always in that epic battle for the first lady to land the triple axel.
Right.
And she fell at the Olympics in her long program, which is why she got second. Midori Ito, of course. Midori Ito did not have the grace and the charisma of a Christy Yamaguchi, of course. I mean, Christy Yamaguchi was
she was the
one who could jump and give you artistic merit, you know? Whereas, like, Tara Lipinski, who stole the gold from Michelle Kwan, could not give you artistry or any sort of... I mean, of course, actually, I just have not gotten over that. I'm so salty and rude. I do actually believe that Tara Lipinski beat Michelle in Nagano. I had to rewatch it as an adult. I didn't rewatch this the other night. This was like a year ago that I came to this decision. But I do think Tara Lipinski won that medal. But my 12-year-old self is still not over it because I just really feel that Michelle Kwan should have an Olympic gold medal.
You wanted the
Kwan. And if they had the team skate back then like they have now, she would be a gold medalist because that year they would have won. So.
Well, I mean, along with Game of Thrones, my ice skating knowledge
I love ice skating,
terrible.
Gymnastics. I'm obsessed with all of this.
Are you excited for
2020 or 2018? Both, yes. The answer is double yes, I am.
We're going to let you ask the questions and answer
them. Oh my God,
them.
I'm so sorry.
No, I love it. I'm so funny.
The Wolf of
Wall
Street.
I was trying to do the math. I'm like, when's the next Winter Olympics?
I was going to say Margot. What's her face is playing Tanya Harding. I saw a picture
recently.
Oh
my God, that's what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought we were still going to talk about the Olympics.
No, but I like your spirit is strong. And
I thought her weave
that.
Was pretty busted. The Tanya weave that Margot is rocking. Did you see the picture?
More busted than Tanya's hair or just
no, I mean it was all busted.
It's busted to busted,
yeah.
Which is probably a win.
Yeah.
You know.
Who no one loses there.
Right. That's
I wanna know who's gonna be Nancy. Oh. Is she even gonna make an appearance or is this all like pre-Nancy?
It can't be, because who cares?
I kind of do care.
Okay,
I'm kind of ready for this villain.
Care.
I'm ready for this villain to have like a new story written for her.
You want something fresh.
I mean, this chick could jump, okay?
Yeah.
Like, she had a set of legs. Like what girls are doing now, figure skating, like, she was doing it in 1991. Like she was, but people just didn't like her because she, like, was kind of clunky and didn't have that classic pretty face.
Right.
Yeah.
The teeth.
That's all it was. But yeah. She was a fierce athlete.
Was there a
she was also
30
a
of 30 that was one of those sports... Like ESPN.
30 for 30.
Yeah, yeah. I think they had
about
one of those
them.
On them, and it was really, really good.
It was so good. Really, I mean, that really was good. Like the skating scandal of the century. Do you know that in 1994, the Super Bowl only beat the ladies' long skate final by like whatever the Nielsen
wow.
ratings were or whatever? It was like, it was within like the point of margin of like 0.1. Like it was like Super Bowl, ladies' long skate.
That's
I mean,
hot.
It
it's
was
never going
to
happen
huge,
again.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
I like
never going to happen again.
Unless somebody brings out the crowbar.
Like, I feel like do you believe that Hidden Figures is really beating Star Wars in the numbers? Is that real?
I hope so. It like changed my niece's life, that movie.
I can't believe it.
I hope
it's
true.
It's just, it feels almost like a moment where women's skating is going to
totally.
Be, you know, it just doesn't yeah. even feel like that's possible.
Yeah.
That much interest could be generated, but it's exciting.
I also feel like had Hillary won, maybe we wouldn't even be thinking about that. Like, I just feel like we need silver linings. Like, I'm like, where's the good news? Like,
right.
anything. Because I was like, well, like, Grace is coming back. That's so great. Like, it's like any news. It's like,
yeah.
what can I think of to, like, make this better? Although, I love that Hidden Figures is beating Star Wars. It's fierce.
It's amazing.
I love it.
It's
I live for it.
I can't. But I feel like it's a fake news story.
Well, what is Star Wars? Like, what even is that?
I don't know.
I didn't see the first one.
Not the second.
No.
It was like, is Princess Amidala in that? Like, I liked that lip.
Right?
I liked that lip, that Natalie Portman vertical mm-hmm. lip.
That's
well,
it.
I don't know.
I don't even know how that story.
What is it
I
even?
I don't know where we are.
I couldn't tell you.
Like, literally could not even.
No.
Who
it happened.
You?
Star Wars happened.
First of all, I love that Tanya Harding is up
still
here.
There. She's with us.
She is with us.
I pulled up some pictures because how thrilled are you if you're Tanya Harding and fucking Margot Robbie is playing you
That's
or whatever
right.
her name is?
That's
like,
right.
You are just thrilled for the rest of your life.
Feels good.
Those were bangs for the ages. They really were. A permed bang that just don't quit.
The poof. I mean, it looks like you could buy it and snap it on.
I 1,000% had that. I had that and I also, God help me, I got sun in. And mm-hmm. only because my parents would have been upset if I had sun-in my hair or
yes.
dyed my hair.
Yes.
So I just sun-in the bangs for a summer.
Perfect.
And I will find you a picture. It's
was it orange?
An outrage. Oh,
yellow?
Oh yes. It was terrible yellow orange.
Yeah, my cousin like put sun-in all over her hair and then wrapped it in saran wrap and lay by the pool. And it was, but she has like darker brown than me. And it was it didn't even approach yellow. It was
right.
just a nice, bold macaroni and cheese orange.
That's
yeah.
exactly what it did to me. It looked like I took hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah,
to my
it's
hair.
Only good if you have like that number two pencil color hair,
mm-hmm.
like that like dirty dishwater, like number two lead pencil hair.
You
like then it'll make it blonde.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's like brown, honey,
it's
going
to
make it orange.
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
all.
And to only choose about, you know, four by 3 inches.
I get that,
your whole
though.
Head.
Your little baby brain. She was like, I'll just do this. That won't make him so upset. That's fine. That's cute. I love that.
Just sprinkle them right here
totally.
In the front of my head.
Yeah. I love
like
that
it.
Story, actually.
Do you think we can cast the Nancy Kerrigan part just before we leave this?
Yes, 100%. But I want to go last.
Okay. Emily?
I can see the lady's face in my head, and I can't think of her name.
Are you thinking? Oh, yes. From Julianne Margulies.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Julianne really? Margulies.
She's a little older for it.
For sure. She's not age appropriate.
Like ER,
but she's
ER
teeth
Julianna
appropriate.
Margulies.
Yeah, ER yeah. Julianna Margulies.
Okay. All
right. She has the right face. I mean, we both, is that really who you
yes,
had?
Yes, 100.
I was thinking like Black Swan, Natalie Portman. I feel like she's already okay. kind of there. She's doing okay. the biopics lately, you know.
But here's a little Juliana just
No, I mean,
for,
that looks like right? fucking Nancy.
Yeah.
It does. No, swear away.
Okay, great.
Swear away.
That looks like Nancy Kerrigan.
It yes, does. Sailor.
Yes, great.
So we were just going to, before you came in, we were going to maybe play a little bit of your, can you share and set up what Gay of Thrones is a little bit for us? And then we were going to play a little clip just to warm everybody up, although I feel very warm.
Yes. We are in a salon. I'm styling someone's hair, and we recap each episode of Game of Thrones.
Great.
That's what happens.
Should we play a little something?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Girl, did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
Girl, she was living for all of it.
That shit was on fire, okay?
It's with Brian Sappy.
Love him.
Girl, so check it. Right off the top, you've got Left Eye coming in. Bitch got her arm cut clear off. And then that like ponytail bitch was all like, Lorelai, put it back together, get it back together, gotta get it together. And then he was all like,
serving face.
So then you had that beautiful ginger bitch from Downton Abbey, get Jon Snow. And then all of a sudden it's like fucking all tits, all ass, ginger hair fierceness. So then after they fucking first time, she's all like, no, I gotta get this pussy popping on a handstand just one more time up in this cave. Let's get in this hot spring. And then they have sex again, but they cut away so you don't really see that. But you know that shit was hot. So then you've got this fucking like Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey. And she's all like, motherfucker munchkin, fuck your war, fuck your height, fuck everything. I'm happy this wedding, get the fuck out of my way. Good day.
I mean, what can you say to Maggie Smith at that point? No one can step to her. I don't care if you're a munchkin, a giant, anything.
She's gonna Tanya Harding, you're Nancy Kerrigan.
I'm all the way with Tanya.
That's all I talk about. That's all I talk about.
That's
Team Nancy.
That's the secret to my comedy. All I do is talk about figure skating. That's all I do. That's all I want to talk about.
I like that. Everything. I
have a brand and I stick on it.
Yeah, why do we have to go other places, you know? So I feel like this is really important because the people I do know that love Game of Thrones and people who watch it seem to love it.
I'm right here.
They get lost.
I'm one.
You know, do you get lost?
I cannot tell you how lost. If I were to try and recap a show for you, like, you do a phenomenal job, and I watch your recaps because I'm like, he's going to take me through it. But,
right.
If I were to just sit here and be like, House of Mirren, like, I can't even.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we didn't either. In the first season,
How did this come?
We said everything wrong. Like, we never knew anything. And then as it became, like, well, we kind of did, but not really.
Yeah.
And then when we realized it was a thing, like, then we got better at it. But I have, like, I mean, Erin Gibson, the creator, she hosts Throwing Shade. She's amazing. We love her. Mm-hmm. Just premiered on TV Land this week. Check it out. We love it. But she kind of edits it a lot because, like, if it were up to me, like, I would recap, like, every, like, nook and cranny. Like, I would recap, like, what blow dry I thought was the fiercest.
Right.
And then I was, like, forget that there's, like, a narrative that we have to, like, feed the children about, like, what was really important.
Yes.
So there's definitely, like, it's like, was that scene super important or was it not? So, like, now we really got to, like, because there's so much going on.
Yes.
You know? No, and like, to break that show down in 2.5 minutes or less is, like,
no,
it is a thing.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
How did you guys come up with this idea?
Well, one day I was we were playing hair. I was doing her hair at the salon that I used to work at, and the person next to us was like, "I hate that show," and I was like, "Why? It's so great!" And then I like went into a fugue state of like recapping it, kind of like what you just heard.
Yeah.
And then Erin's like, "We really need to do that for Funnier Die." And then like 4 years later, four seasons later, it's like
she's
a F-less gay icon. Let's not Erin, me. She is. She's going to be an A-list gay icon, but yeah, it's fierce.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have some rapid fire questions for you. Yes or no's, your vibes.
Okay.
Emily?
Weed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Housewives?
No. Mm-hmm.
Natural deodorant?
No.
Dang. Midwest?
Yes. Like that I'm from there, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Said with such a sad yes. Like the whole face crumbled.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This one I'm really excited to hear the answer for.
Man buns.
Oh, I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. No matter what?
Well, I mean, it's down right now, but I'll fuck with the man bun.
Okay. And you feel others should as well?
Yeah. Like do whatever you want.
You don't see things going wrong. Like, you're comfortable.
Big cough coming. Okay. so huge. No, I don't see a problem with it. Unless you have, like, 7 surviving hairs on top and you're, like, holding on to something that
don't,
I'm not about
don't
it.
Do. Don't say 7 surviving hairs. Yeah. And then you're trying to whip it into
exactly.
a bun formation.
Don't do this.
Just let them
unless
live.
You're, like, a really fierce, like, East Side or, like, Brooklyn choreographer.
Yep.
And then you can. Because it's,
can,
like, a thing.
You could slick them. You could do what
yeah,
you
or, like,
want.
Yeah, or, like, if it's just, like, your thing. Like, if it's, like, your Grace Coddington moment, like, fine. Who am I to say that you shouldn't have it?
Just but own that. Yeah.
But still. I think man buns are great. Actually, just the other day, I was on Grindr, and this fucking guy had on his profile, he was, like, mask for mask only, which is this thing that people say on, like, gay dating things. It's, like, you know, masculine for masculine, and it's, like,
oh, okay.
So...
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was, like,
no,
a
it's, like, no, but it's, like,
mask.
Honestly, it's, like, you're on a site for going to hook up with guys. It's, like, not whatever.
They don't want any, like, twonks.
No lady, no real femmy boys.
Right.
But so it said mask for mask, and then no man buns. Like, I don't understand, like, wow. what the deal
That's
with man
so
buns
specific.
Are. And then he was, like, 56, and I was really, like, upset about it, because I was like, who just says this? Like, who's just, like, on right. Grindr, like, randomly offending man bun people?
Right.
And then I was like, so I said to him, I was like, at first I read your profile, it, like, really hurt my feelings, but then I realized that you're the same age as my mom, and that's why you don't live for a man bun, and also you have, like, 14 and a half hairs on top of your head, so duh, you can't have a man bun and you don't understand it. Go fuck yourself and stop shaming gorgeous gays who just want to be themselves. Go fuck yourself.
And did he respond?
No.
I mean, how could he?
No, and I was really just, like, angry, and then I felt bad because then I realized that I, like, shamed him, like, way worse than he, like, didn't even shame me.
Right.
But I was just, like, so offended. Well, I was like, you're so rude, queen.
He should know that maybe what he's writing is offensive because maybe he thinks it's perfectly okay.
Like, c'est la vie, honey, or laissez-faire or something.
Live and let live.
Yes. How do you say that in French?
No idea.
That's what I was trying to do. But I didn't. Never
La vie en rose.
Oh, I love that. I love all that. Were the rabbit fires over? Did I like
interrupt
too long?
No, we have a couple more if you're
up for
them.
I love longer ones. I love it.
The Young Pope on HBO.
I haven't done it yet, but I think I will love it.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I haven't done it either, but
me
I'm excited.
Neither, but I'm ready.
Jared Leto.
Yes.
Which is also basically just asking about man buns.
Well, not anymore, honey. She's like
anymore.
Had that thing worked up for like 2 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I saw him the other day and
what?
I was like.
And even though he's only 5'8", his body is on time as
first
F
of all, wait a minute. Where did you see him?
I was actually trying to remember. I don't know. I was getting coffee with someone. He turned around and I was like, Jared Leto. And you know when your whole brain.
Was his
brain,
hair brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
And your whole brain just goes like.
Yeah, you
I
got
was just
wavy.
Like in that, like I was high, like I was having a body high moment, and then he just walked by, and I was like, okay, and we're back. You know, it was just bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's come up.
He's come up a bunch, and I've never had.
But I thought we were done with him, but we.
I've even seen him in the flesh before, but there was something just about like he flashed those brown puppy dogs at me, and I was like, oh, hello to you, yeah,
with the big lashes.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, he's just pretty.
Okay.
So I was
Love.
Just wondering.
Okay. Audiobooks?
Only this one.
Oh, okay. Fair.
So one.
Which one?
Oh, Your Brain on Love by Dr. Stan Tatkin.
What do we do there?
Oh.
I mean, it's amazing.
So you're like, I'm only going to listen to this one audiobook.
Well, I just like.
Or you that's the only it. One you've ever listened to.
It's just
to.
The only one I've ever listened to. Fair. I'd be open to other ones if I like, if it got put in my lap and I like felt like I had to have it.
So is this kind of talking about. How is it saying that, you know, you act differently when you're in love and you have to be aware of where you're going and what's happening to you?
He invented this type of therapy called like pact therapy, which is like the physiobiological approach to couples therapy. And so he just says like, you know, how you were raised, like where you come from, and then like your biology pairing with someone else, it, you know, all this stuff happens and your brain makes all these chemicals, right? It's like, it makes like, serotonin, vasopressin, testosterone, oxytocin, mm-hmm. and dopamine.
Huh.
And when you get sprung on someone, your brain makes all this cocktail and it feels really great. But then when they leave, your brain goes in withdrawal for it. So like that's why it's Mother Nature's way of getting you like addicted to that D.
Okay.
So fascinating.
When it happens to me like once every 10 days.
That's like what happened with me and Jared, except for it was probably one way.
No, very too. How could you look into those gorgeous eyes?
And right.
Yeah, very much.
Thank you so much. But, you know, I'm a little like pregnant as fuck.
Yeah, you
so
are.
It's a little funny to be
can
like,
you believe?
Does he want this piece?
Yeah.
You know, like that's
yes.
not happening.
But in the right outfit, nobody can tell. That's true. What is this book? What are the tips? Like, what are we supposed to do?
It's not really tips as much as that it's about like creating a secure functioning relationship.
Okay.
So that you're aware when the drugs are taking over.
Yeah. And just kind of being aware that like, you know, he has a lot of like ways that he classifies people. So like, you know, some people are airplanes and some are submarines. Like airplanes are more like, I can do this.
Up.
And they're more up. And submarines are more like, man. Some people are tortoises. Some people are hares. Like, they process things quickly. I'm definitely a hare. Some people are tortoises. So, like, my first boyfriend was, like, a total tortoise. And, like, just a 15-minute conversation was so painful.
Oh, my God.
And, God, I hope he's not listening. But it's true because he's slower now. And your obsession with the D can only take you so far.
Right.
Right.
You know?
We've learned that the easy way, the hard way, and time and again.
And you know what the thing I took away from Stan, because I interviewed him once, and I love him. He's like I think he's genius. He said that lust happens like from afar, but like love happens like right up in the face, like close in the eyes. So it's like if you want to like rekindle that thing with someone, or if you're like with someone and you're like, I'm bored, I like the grass is greener, like I'm just over it. It's like it's like about in the eyes.
I like that.
Like it's like all in the yeah, like look right in each other's eyes and like bang.
I can see that.
I can see that. I like it.
It's cute, right? Because less you can go with any, you can go grinder with anyone. It's fine, but like love in the eyes is like a whole other thing.
What's the name of the book again?
Your Brain on Love. It really is so good. I love it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Should check it
out. No.
Which Golden Girl are you?
Blanche. Full Blanche.
That's nice. Congratulations, by the way.
I know.
I wish I was Blanche.
I would never be a Blanche.
Really?
Yeah. I'm Dorothy, for sure.
Oh, my, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 100. I'm a little Dorothy and Blanche.
I would say I'm Dorothy and...
I'm actually just Blanche.
What's her face?
Rose.
Rose, yeah. I'm Dorothy and Rose mixed.
I don't know. No. We can't do that. We have to be one. Like, I just realized that I can't be both. I have to be... I'm Blanche. And why don't you be Rose? And you can be Dorothy.
Great. This is going to be great.
I think I'm more Dorothy than you, but...
This always happens when... Because, like, me and my sister used to, like, get in fist fight hair pulls over who was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Which was obviously always me.
Obviously.
Everybody was always Sarah Jessica Parker.
God.
Yeah.
Duh.
And your sister...
Like, sister, you're so basic.
She was
like,
so
you're obviously
sad.
Charlotte.
Right.
Right? Like, who else could you be?
Yeah,
they were all... There was, like, a sadness to each.
Yes. Right. Like, one more word out of you and you're going to be Miranda and then no one's going to be happy. Okay? So, you need to relax.
Oh, my God. Like, when I see Miranda in my head, it's that episode where she's choking and she has to, like, get the food out of her own mouth.
Because
she's like, I'm going to die alone. It's like,
oh, right. Yes, I love that one.
She was, like, with the cat. She thought the cat was going to eat her alive.
Yes. I love the one when she is cleaning Steve's underwear and finds skin marks. That's my favorite Miranda storyline ever.
So stupid.
What
did she
want?
What did she do with them? I forget.
She just washed them.
She was just like, ew.
Yeah, she was just like, But, like, that has happened to everyone.
How are they going to play her and have her red pubes outside of the bathing suit in the movie? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Like, that was, like, that I can't recover from.
All I hope is that 3 is better than 2. They better not go on no damn field trip to no Middle Eastern country. Like,
2 was
bad. You better stay your ass in New York City where I like it, okay?
I mean, I love the entire series so much, and I love the movie
one
so much.
So complete.
And I got so fucking angry at 2 that I will see 3, but I'm so angry at 2 that I don't want to see 3
because
I don't feel
I
safe anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like I do want to see it, but I do feel that the writers, because of that horrific second movie, I feel like it will really be responsibly taken in this age of Trump to, like, give me what I want.
Okay.
Which, like, you know, all these people going back to, can we talk about Will and Grace, or is that, like, totally off subject?
We're on.
Is that okay? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know how, like, that stupid finale they did where, like, it was like 20 years later and they both had kids and it was like that thing because, like, you know, they wanted to have a kid together and Harry Connick Jr. Like, I just want them to, like, Roseanne that whole last season, make it like it never happened.
Yes.
And I just need, like, because what made that show so genius, I was just talking about it earlier, is, like, the middle. Like, just the daily, like, just the middle. Like, they're, like, I never cared about a plot.
Nothing's happening. Nobody cares.
It was just the middle. Like, it was just Karen being funny.
Yeah.
And Jack being funny. And
you don't remember the plot.
No.
You
no,
remember the characters.
Don't do it plotty. Like, just give me the middle. Like, exactly. I just want the daily.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please don't make it up. Except for, like, make fun of stuff. Because they were, like, politically making fun of stuff.
Totally.
But, yeah, just don't do too much plot.
Yeah, because nobody was interested.
Yeah, and it was so dumb. Like, it was just so bad. That plot was like, don't do that to me.
I mean, I think it's so hard to end a show in a satisfying way, you know?
Especially when it has so much heat around
it's like
it, you know?
Really
that's
hard.
True. But the other thing with Will and Grace was that they just said it shouldn't have been ended. Like, we were all so thirsty for it still. Or is that just me?
No.
I was never ready. Like, I feel like it should just have been on this entire time.
Yeah.
To me, that's why the ending was forced, because it was like we weren't ready.
Nobody was ready.
What other shows were like that, where you just weren't ready for it to end?
I feel like I'm always ready for
my so-called Life.
Oh my God.
That
well,
killed
yes,
all of
course.
Us.
I mean, God, yes, of course.
I wasn't ready for happy endings to be over.
No.
Personally, I was enjoying that.
That was good.
I was ready for Downton to end because it had been pillaged, but had Sybil and Matthew never left, like after season three, like I would have not been ready for that to end.
Sure.
And if Man in the High Castle wasn't
bad,
I would also not be ready for that to end.
But it is bad.
It's not good.
And so
but I keep
ready.
Watching it. I feel so like bad. Like when I learned that it was a terrible show, which like this friend of mine told me that it was, like even as I was watching it, not realizing it was awful, I realized that like just the mere thought of the Nazis winning World War II is enough to bamboozle me from realizing that there's terrible acting, terrible writing, terrible plot, doesn't move, super awful, but just like thinking
but you're
of
sitting
a world.
There, but what if?
Yeah. And then I thought, I was like, you're as basic as it comes.
Right.
Like me, you know? It made me really feel bad about myself when I, because I had to have like all my gays had to tell me, like all my acting, like producer smart gays were all like, you know, that's an awful show, right? And I was like, no, it's actually like super smart. Like they said the Nazis, like it's really crazy. Like there's like historical, like they use like things that like could have happened like every couple episodes. Like, there'll be like
hello,
a little
high concept
tidbit that's kind of interesting to think about. So it's pretty cool. And they're like, no.
No.
Oh,
yeah, it's
funny.
Not. Well, oh, wait. What about the OA? Did you guys watch the OA?
I haven't started.
It was fierce, honeys.
It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Everyone loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to
it. It was
do that.
Pretty good. That girl is like a lot, but I love her. You I'm actually excited. Could be her first cousin.
Great.
But, yeah.
I like that specific.
Yeah.
You know, it's like very specific.
Well,
and I appreciate
Well, because it's like not like.
Not sisters, not aunts, not.
Because you have your own thing. Like,
thank
it is like
you.
Really fierce. As far as like the pretty blue hair and like the, or blue hair, blue eyes and pretty blonde hair.
Thank you.
And like that gorge smile. Are you Googling her right now?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, it's very much like first cousins.
I like that.
Like your moms are sisters, so you like are like maternal first cousins.
Right.
Maybe
so it's
that's
like a little more bondy.
Oh, like, is that who we're dealing with? Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Let me see her.
It's not a great pick, but.
I wish I could get her headshot. If you saw her headshot, you would know what
you
would
smell
when I was
stepping
in.
Did you have any New Year's resolutions out of curiosity?
This year I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I never mess with them anyway. Like, I'm never like, oh, like, no.
No.
I always disappoint myself when I make them, so I don't do them.
Yeah. Well, I went to, I'm going to CrossFit.
Which one?
I've gone three times. I've cried every time. So it's don't, I'm.
You're crying on CrossFit?
Maybe you're not a CrossFit person.
Well, I'm
Maybe
probably,
you're a yogi. Maybe
I'm
you're
not
a Pilates
a yogi,
person.
But I'm.
Not her. No.
No.
But not
Brittany. He's like, don't give her that.
Please. Sorry. Okay. But
what do you mean you're not a yogi? Because this is what I think about that. I'll tell you before you even say it.
Okay.
I think that yoga is kind of like everyone is a yogi. You just might not have found your class.
That's very possible.
Because there's like a gajillion different kinds.
Yes.
Like a million trillion. Like there's some really, really hard. There's some that are easier. Some have music. Some don't have music. Some have like crazy music. Some have chill music. There's some that are more like meditative. There's some that's more athletic. Like, I hate an esoteric yoga class. Mm-hmm. Like, if you come in talking about, like, my prana and my shakti and omen and...
No, thank you.
Get out of here. Like, turn on some Beyonce. I want to do some down dog. Thank I want to do you. Some warrior too.
So you're like some vinyasa.
Let me jump around. Yes. And they give you a little shavasana. You can do a little Deva Pramal, a little... You can give me a little Buddha quote of the day at the end of class. Don't be sprinkling stuff all over the place.
Right. No.
Gross. Would you come with me to an Equinox class sometimes as a guest?
Yes.
I actually have passes. Would you guys...
With Emily. I mean, she's coming. Oh my God, well, she's not going to let me go alone. So yeah. Look at her. Look at her. Thirsty. That,
going like, into preterm labor.
Yeah, but I think that you should like... I think that like that would be really great and investigative and fun. But... And maybe for you, yoga will never be like your only thing. Like right. she'll be like a supplement.
Fine.
But if you are super inflexible, like it would be unflexible or whatever. Yeah, it would be like that would be like fun to explore. Really.
Can I share a trauma story?
Yes.
A yoga trauma.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. I was going in New York. I was living there. Had a great time at this one studio, and then I learned I'm moving back to LA. The studio's in LA. It's owned by my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend.
Oh, fuck.
So I reach out to him and I'm like, hey, I've been loving this studio. Can I come?
I'm like, will you write it down, the studio, just not say it? I just like want to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to say it on here right now.
Correct.
Yeah. But yeah. She's going to write it. So all of you guys, I get to know, but you guys aren't going to know. And this is so
and
great.
You'll know?
You know what?
Probably.
It has. Oh, wow.
I feel like I was really in the community for a minute.
Yeah. It has a different name now, though.
Yes! Okay. Okay. Yes! And also...
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay, so...
There were some hand motions.
So I reach out to him, and I'm asking permission because I figure that's the nice thing to do. He's like, yes, definitely come to the studio. And, like, when I go there, he shows up and introduces me to her. And I'm
that
like...
That feels...
Awkward.
Extra. It was. Extra. It was a little. I was like, "Can I just sneak in and get some class? Like, I don't need,
you don't need
this whole
a grand tour,
right?" Yeah. So, I realized very quickly after we were introduced that she was planning on taking the class with me and put her mat next to mine. In her little, like, you know, she's got this perfect yoga body because she owns the studio. She's in her little sports bra, just next to me. Doing
oh, yeah,
her
marking
beautiful.
Her territory,
she peed
honey.
All over.
She was marking her territory. I've done that.
I never went back.
Oh, my God. Well, that's not good. And, like, well, that just wasn't the studio. I mean, there was, like, too much. There's a thing in yoga called rajasic energy. And there was too much rajasic energy in that situation, in that space for you.
By the way, here's a pro tip to anyone thinking they should go piss on the territory in life. You can always smell it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yes, pro
it was
tip.
Stanky.
It's never going unnoticed
yeah.
right.
when you piss on your territory.
Oh, I have a really good story. I have a really good story. I have a really good story. Okay. So this one time, I was dating this ballet dancer in Arizona, and I loved him so much. But he was just not about it. Like, not – and well, he was about it physically, but not, like, being a huzzy. Right? Like,
right.
he just, like, wanted to hit it and then leave. So he did that. Devastated me, broke my heart. It was like 10 years ago. I was like 19. I was such a little dum-dum. And then like 2 months goes by and I go to my like normal everyday yoga studio. And who do I see?
He's fucking pirouetting
him
in the corner.
And this other guy who he was like clearly at class with.
Ugh.
Like they were freshly out of each other, right?
Ugh.
So I'm like,
such
fuck.
A way
I'm like
words.
So upset. I'm like, I'm going to handstand trick my ass off. I'm going to like do every cool fucking yeah. trick I've ever known. I'm going to hit this so hard. And I was scorpion, toes in my hair, jumping a handstand, pike ups, everything. You name it, I'm doing it. I'm giving life.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Then I'm in Ekapada Kundanyasana.
Obviously.
It's this arm balance. And I'm like, I'm about to jump out of this bitch and go straight into this like other arm balance. And I did.
This is like Cirque
but then
du Soleil.
As I jump back out of this pose, I hear what sounds like a cantaloupe being smashed on the ground, which is actually my heel connecting into this really sweet 40-something year old lady's head. I mean, it literally sounded like, and like the whole class stopped. They turned the music off. Like, I fucking knocked this woman out cold, okay?
No!
She's out on the ground, okay? I'm talking like everyone like standing yes. over her.
Like, 100% would be me.
It is terrible. She comes to, right? And then like, she like hobbles her ass out of the studio. And I'm like, what did I do? Like, but I stayed in my misery. Like, I couldn't like leave in a panic.
No,
I had to stay there and act like normal.
Like, oopsies.
So then afterwards, I go out there and I'm like, How about a bottle of water every day for a year? Does that sound good? Is that good? I'll put that on your account. Okay, great. So like, I just like put like $300 on our account because like the bottle of water was like 50 cents each. So I was like, I'll just like get you one for a year. My math is bad, I'm sure. But yeah, it was real. I was like, please don't sue me because I made you like deaf in one ear from like, I don't think she was really deaf in an ear, but like she for sure had a concussion. Like,
meanwhile, for sure. Just for those listening, you Jonathan, are a tall man. You're a lot of limbs. How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Okay.
And if it was a direct hit on the temple.
It's just a lot of, like, if that, like, long timber yeah, limb honey. Came and it at was,
like,
my forehead.
Full force, full, like, it, like, it was, like, at the apex of acceleration, just, like, healed a temple.
Oh.
Like, it
you
was
said
fucking
cantaloupe?
Major.
Cantaloupe.
It was terrible. It was really embarrassing. And it was such a sound.
And like, then you're just like waving it at the boys in the corner.
I don't think I've ever been, like, because I was a male cheerleader in high school in like the middle of America in like a small town. Like, it takes a lot to embarrass me. Like,
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like, right, I've right, worn right. polyester uniforms and like tumbled in front of people. Okay? Like,
by choice.
Yeah, by choice. Like, I was for sure super embarrassed.
Whoa.
Like, really embarrassed.
She was a casualty of love.
It was so bad. So the moral of the story is,
don't
mark your territory in public. Like, don't get cute.
Because it never is going to do what you want it to
do. No, like not only do you knock someone out, but you also look like a dumbass the whole time. Like, one pretty little pike up would have been great. Like, you didn't have to do it all.
Nope.
I feel like even at, let's say, a party.
Yes.
Where you see your person, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever, talking to someone.
Your ex-husband, boyfriend, girlfriend.
No, your real, your
current.
Your current.
Okay.
You know, they're chatting and maybe someone looks like they're really having a great conversation.
Oh,
that
makes me so weird feeling.
It looks kind of like flirty.
Yeah. It's like, get your hand off of his fucking
arm. If you march over.
Yes.
And if you're not marching over just because, like, you want to walk over, you know, but if you're sniffing and you're marching and you want to pee, you look like it. And it's not good.
No,
I've
it's
never,
not good.
You know, it's not a good look. It doesn't go well. The other person knows that you feel threatened by them.
What if you want to just, like, what if, like, you're watching them have a chitty chat and then, like, the group of people that you're talking to just, like, dissipates, so then you're just, like, alone and you see them over there? Like, how do you saunter over, not threatening?
There's a way to approach, for sure, and not have it be weird, but it's when you're in your head about it.
Exactly.
And you're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
But how do you get out of your head if you're already there?
So you're already there in your head and the group is dissipated?
Yeah, like
go
to the bathroom and take a deep breath and just like get
go to the bar, get a drink.
Oh my God, do you guys want to hear another really quick funny story?
Enjoy.
Really quick, tiny. Okay, so I was at this party for Halloween and I accidentally did some blow. And
were you dressed up? I just have to know what
you're looking like. Yes, I was a slutty Dia de los Muertos person.
Perfect.
And I normally don't do uppers because I talk, like, this is just me on coffee.
Right.
But everyone was doing uppers, so I was like, I'll just do, like, I'll have a Tony Montana moment. So I did it. And then, like, just that same day, well, for a few weeks, a very close friend of mine had been having, like, an acute schizophrenic
I knew
thing.
It wasn't going to be a good thing, but I was like,
laughing. But it's going to become better, so don't worry. So basically, so that had been happening. I was a little stressed out about it. And then there was, like, these two girls, like, we got brought together in this, like, weird random group, and they're like, oh, like, you look sad. And I was like, I can't tell you about it because we're all doing these fun drugs, and like, if I start, it's never gonna stop, and it's like such a thing. And they were like, no, just do it, it's cool, we're like, we're cool. Like, so then I was like, okay, you're gonna really regret it in like 10 minutes, but here you go. So then I gave them the whole thing, and then right at the end of my 10 minute thing, I got really paranoid because I was on drugs, and I felt these like three people having a conversation to like the right of us, and I felt like they were like looking at me tell this story weird. So right at the end of the story, I just whipped my head around and I was like, I can feel you looking at me. And then I whipped my head back and I kept telling them about my friend. And then like 3 seconds later, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, clearly I cannot hold my drugs. I'm a hot mess. I'm such a nightmare. You boys are so sweet and nice. Really, just I'm never doing coke again. I'm just such a nightmare.
Oh my
God. So that was the story.
I could actually see you doing that too.
Well, yeah. No,
I can feel you looking at me.
I can feel you looking at me. I mean, that's so funny.
Was it worth that story? It was.
Okay, you know,
definitely.
What? Another nice takeaway was not being able to hold your drugs, because people don't. I haven't heard that phrase, and I really like it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know drugs enough to know if people are holding them or not, but I do appreciate that.
I tried crack in hair school, like when I was 19, because I didn't realize it was crack until like after, and I was like, that's where I discovered like the hold your drugs phrase. Cause the next day I was like, oh, like I just can't hold my crack. Like seriously, like it's just, I can't hold it. One I can't be on.
No. Right. And it's good really to intense know.
And it really hurts your jaw.
But you know what? That's a great lesson to learn, especially young. Get
and
it out of the
it's
way.
Yellow. Like crack is kind of yellow and coke is more white. So if someone says that you should do this line and it is kind of yellow, but looks like coke,
it's crack. Okay. Yeah. That's a hot tip.
You know, we are looking for hot tips here on OMFG.
Always.
From people younger than us. So yeah. We appreciate that.
Yes.
You are just, I mean, I think we just need to say you are an actual hairdresser,
yes.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
And just to give us some idea of what we're looking out for in 2017, would you mind
sure.
telling us what to do? What to not do? How are we doing?
I think whatever you guys are doing you great. I think both of your hair looks great.
Thank God.
Right now, as it was in 2016, I think chin to collarbone is still very in.
What is that?
Just chin to collarbone links. Like
chin to collarbone. I thought it was a do called chin to collarbone.
No, nope, just like, anything that hits between the chin and the collarbone. It's very fresh. Like we're really getting away from like super long, like that Victoria's Secret, like long.
Right.
That still is in and it always will sell and it'll always be pretty and it'll look like long hair will always be pretty. But I feel like women now it is like much more current and chic to like get rid of that
fresh.
Extra length. Like it's fresher. It's more razored. It's more textured ends. It's like really embracing shape. I feel like color-wise, it's still just like very natural, pretty color. So, but actually, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I just am not a fan of like hyphy, pastel, like yeah. unicorn hair. Mm-hmm. I hate this. It trashes the hair. You have to like bleach all of it. It's very light.
It's very hard
and
on the hair.
It's just
yeah.
so not hard. And none of those colors last very
right.
long.
Right. That's the thing I can't believe girls are getting into because it doesn't.
Like, it doesn't last.
I just got my hair done next to a girl going pink and I was looking at it going like, I know this isn't going to last.
Yeah. It's just sometimes so high maintenance.
Sometimes it'll fade to a pretty blonde.
True.
But it's like, you killed the hair underneath it to get it that light. So it's not like it goes like to a buttercream. It's like paper. Like
right.
and it's crunchy and cracky like paper. And my personal preference is that like I just have always been a fan of natural color. Like
mm-hmm.
just yourself, but like the best version of yourself, you
yeah.
know? Like the woman that I learned to do hair color from was like her biggest thing was like keep the color within two shades lighter or darker of the natural color, like the base. And
right.
then if you want to play with like highlights, low lights, like you can do that more aggressively, like with dimension. But as far as like an all over color, keep it within two shades
right.
of your natural. And I think that that's never going to go out of style. It's classic. It's pretty. It's gorge. Now you can like be a redhead if like you want to be red and you're brown, but like just do two shades of the same like lightness or darkness
so
of where you are.
When it
like
comes
if you're a natural
in.
Blonde, do a light red. If you're a natural brunette, do like a, you know, so
yeah.
just keep within two shades.
So I recently went and got my hair cut and she was like, let's do modern shag. And I'm like, fine, great. I'm into it.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was done, I realized I had just.
Did she cut the sides of your hair off?
Well, I was like.
But it's amazing.
Bitch just gave me the Rachel.
Yeah.
And I did a side by side for you.
Yeah. So literally the Rachel is a shag.
Oh,
it's a medium
God.
Length shag. But you don't have to style it like that. But shags, basically, I was assistant in Sally Hirschberger for 2 years. So, like, I've seen a lot of shags.
Yeah, because she has a short
shag. She's real shaggy.
She's real shaggy.
She actually is very long now.
Okay.
It's been long for a long time, but she did
like
that haircut.
A PC shag. Right?
Now it's real long.
Okay. But what
she,
I'm remembering.
For, yes, but I mean, the yeah. Sally Hirschberger that everyone remembers is like a very choppy, choppity chop chop.
Yes.
And it is really fierce. And. But long shags are fun, and I love your haircut. I mean, there's a you know what would take it away from being so Rachel-y?
Tell me.
Is if you did a center part, mm-hmm. and even if you commit, this would be a big British commitment. But if you took the out of the center part and brought the middle up, so you had like a little like
do a
Brigitte
little
Bardot into the shag.
Ooh. He said my favorite
it would
words.
Be a thing. it would be a thing. Or like flip it over even more, like do even a more of a side part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't.
But
do
I love your,
all,
I love
but...
that you went for it.
I'm,
no, I seriously
I'm,
do.
I love experimenting.
Yeah,
I have
love
no
it.
Problem with it.
It's
but,
fierce.
But then when I left, I was like, oh my God.
Well, because the thing with shags are, is they aren't wash and wear.
Yeah.
It's not a wash and wear haircut. It is like, I mean, it can't, it's just not a wash and wear haircut. Mm. I actually like inadvertently got a shag this summer when I went in like to just get my normal trim. And I also got the Rachel. and I've never had a bad haircut in my life. That was the first time that I ever was like really had sympathy for clients who are like, my haircut's fucked. And I'm like, yeah, I've heard that. I've been doing it yeah. for 15. Just, I got it. I'll fix it. But I really like having a haircut that just sucks.
Yeah.
And then after you spend 40 minutes styling it and it still looks like shit, I've never had that. I can normally make my hair look good in like 20 minutes. Like, it's the worst case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I just like had to wear an Ariana Grande like half updo for like 6 months. Like, I just like put all the Rachel layers on top of my head and then had like the back out. And then once the front grew long enough, I gave myself this lob, which is what I have now.
I love it. It looks great.
It's like my favorite hair I've ever had, this lob.
I want people to know what you look like if they haven't seen Game of
Thrones. Go on Game of Thrones on my Instagram. Fine. Go look at Game of Thrones on Instagram.
And where do they find selfies. What is your?
It's at Game of Thrones.
Great. On Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see selfies you just wish would stop.
Yeah, I think we have to wrap up, although I would love to know more.
I want it all so fast.
You guys are so great.
We had such
a good time.
You're the best.
Should men be doing anything with their hair just out of curiosity right now?
You know, they love a barber right now.
By the way,
I love that hair. I love like shaggy, long guy hair. I love that.
Great. Well, we did.
And I would love you guys. You guys are so great.
Thank you so much. I don't know what happened, but I loved every second of
every second.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like we just got taken on a whirlwind tour.
It is like we talked about nothing that we meant to, and I'm so sorry.
We had nothing we had to deal with except for what we dealt with, which was the most important stuff. Oh, and what
this
a delight.
Everything.
That was
Thank
so fun.
You so much.
Come
You're
back
so welcome.
And see
well,
us.
Anytime.
Thank
Love you guys.
You. And people are going to Gay of Thrones on Instagram. Yes. Where else should
and
they
your
go?
Podcast.
Twitter's at the Gay of Thrones because someone already had Gay of Thrones. It was so annoying.
And your podcast, Getting Curious.
Oh my God, Getting Curious. You can. She's great. She's on Max Fun. I love it so much. I just got to interview Lizzo. She's like my favorite singer. I love her so much. And I'm going to be interviewing this guy who is a scientist. I'm going to learn about how psychedelics, like, affect your brain.
Ooh.
Right. And I'm also going to talk to this boy, Orlando Soria, about, like, how to find your personal style, like, in your house. Because I don't have that.
I'm lost there. Yeah. So I'll be listening to that.
Great.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
OMFG.
Oh, that felt like a little bit of a spiritual experience.
We just got on a train, and we were on the Jonathan train, and it went.
And I loved every second of the ride. It's like I had a window seat, and it was beautiful.
You're right. It was great. He's a blast.
And I love, like, okay, so, we were definitely just, like, sitting in here talking about moles, and he walked in and just, like, jumped right in. Like, no big.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, he's here. I'm not ready to talk about it. But then he was really ready.
And then I was like, let me tell you all about my butthole mole.
Right. Oh, P.S.
Yeah.
The thing I thought that she called the wisdom mole, I don't know if I said this or not, but there's something below it. I did say there's something below it that could be. Okay, so anyway, unfortunately.
You know, it's weird, too, because I've been wanting to go back because things appear.
Yeah.
When you're pregnant, like a lot of women get like skin tags or whatever. Mm. I'm covered in these weird moles all of a sudden. And I'm like, good Lord, is that normal? I don't even know.
You can probably get them just burnt off.
Well, I'm not having anyone touch anything.
Not right now. Not right now. No. It's not the time nor the place. It's the last thing you need.
Oof.
You guys, that was so much fun. Yeah. Watch, if you're watching Game of Thrones, you best march yourself.
But even anyway, like, check him out.
Like, no matter
everything.
Go to Gay of Thrones. But if you are a Game of Thrones watcher, like, it's your duty to catch this Gay of Thrones. Because we played that little clip, but you're missing the visuals from the show that are spliced in. And it's so funny. I mean, it's just so it's so funny.
Does it make you want to watch Game of Thrones?
You know what? I don't like costumes, period. Costumes.
You're not
I
a period
see those.
Piece.
I'm not a period piece. I really, you have to massage me into that. Like, I could get there.
Sure.
But it's not going to be 1, 2, 3.
Sure. That's
Do you know
fair.
What I mean? And
that's
if, fair. I guess if Wing, I think he's watched it on his own time.
Mm.
If he was super into it, he could bring me in.
Sure.
But I'm not going to go alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simply not going to.
I hear you.
We are OMFG at OMFG Pod. I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
We appreciate you guys listening, and we have a little something from Timothy J. Parker.
Hey.
At Timbo71483. He wrote, at OMFG, love the ep with at Miss Lily Drew. Especially love when Frida Foster lost her shit at the end. Hashtag eat a dick, hashtag fuck yourself.
I did lose my shit. Thank you, Timothy J., for loving my anger, which so rarely comes out.
It was great. And your anger was really geared towards people setting up fake Instagram, like...
curating fake lives.
Right, curating fake lives via photo shoots for the gram.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'm still angry about it.
I know, I love it.
Okay.
We'll see you soon. Go to iTunes and find us. And we do have an email.
Oh, hit us up at omfgdeannaemily@gmail.com.
And we'll chit-chat. Bye.
Bye.
OMFG.
Friends, why not take a trip to Spontaneanation, where hours of listening pleasure await you. Hours made up of moments. Moments like these.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad I won that lottery where you get to come to a celebrity's funeral.
Well, certainly. We're glad to have you here. This is your program, and you'll sit in the front row with the family.
Oh.
How you doing? I'm John Wayne's son.
Oh, my God.
And I'm John Wayne's daughter.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Well, congratulations on winning the contest.
Yeah, well done.
I've never been to a celebrity funeral before. Are there any tips?
Just keep quiet and hold on. It's gonna be a wild ride,
Pilsner. Be respectful. We're Pilsner. Talking about the Duke here.
Listen to Spontaneanation with me, Paul F. Tompkins, on Earwolf, iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.